Mishnah Zayin, we've mentioned previously that a traveler has a leniency in that he doesn't actually have to be in the place of his Makom HaShavisa when Shabbos comes in. It's enough that he sees the place, and he designates that as his Makom HaShavisa. Now, when he does so, he has to designate a very specific place as his Makom HaShavisa. He can't just refer to a general area. Rather, it has to be either a specific 4 amos of land, of space, a 4x4 amos square, or he has to designate a specific item, a specific thing which is standing there, so he can designate that as his Makom HaShavisa. So the Mishnah says, Mishababa Derech, somebody who is coming on the path, he's on his journey, V'choshcholoi, and it gets dark for him, Shabbos comes in, and just before Shabbos is about to come in, V'hoyamaka ilon goder, he recognizes a tree or a fence in the distance, V'omar, and he says, Shvisosi tachtov, my Makom HaShavisa should be under that tree. And the case of our Mishnah refers to a tree where the land underneath the tree is at least 8x8 amos, which means that if he designates the land under the tree, he has not designated a specific area of the land. The Makom HaShavisa can't be 8x8 amos. It either has to be 4x4 amos, or an item like the tree itself. But since he made his Makom HaShavisa under the tree, and under the tree is at least 8x8 amos, Le'omar Klumi has not said anything. Now, if it's less than 8x8 amos, that means that the center of the area under the tree, whatever happens, was definitely part of the Makom HaShavisa. Because any 4x4 square underneath the tree will include the center part of that tree. The center part of the area under the tree. That's if the area is less than 8x8 amos. So in that case, even though the entire 4x4 square, he didn't specify where it would be, since we know at least part of the area, that is enough, and the area under the tree becomes his Makom HaShavisa, from which he has 2,000 amos in every direction. As well as that, if he says Shavizosu be karei, my Makom HaShavisa should be at the trunk of the tree. So here he hasn't designated a piece of land, he's designated a specific part of the tree. So that is considered specific and good enough for his designation of Makom HaShavisa. And therefore, Mahalik Mkom Raglov Adikore Alpaim Amor, he can walk from the place of his feet, where he is right now when Shabbos comes in, to the trunk of the tree, if it's within 2,000 amos, Umei Koriva ad Beis Alpaim Amor, and then he can walk another 2,000 amos from the trunk of the tree to his house, and Nimtzel Mahalik Meshech HaShech Arbas Alafim Amor, it comes out that he can actually walk, after it gets dark, on Shabbos, 4,000 amos, of course, as long as the trunk of the tree is within 2,000 amos of both where he started and where his house is.